people are not conscious, in any direct sense, of frequencies in sound and light. Yet, without differences in frequency, there could be no speech or music, nor would there be any variations of color. Keeley is a certified combination of innovation and technology that uses individually determined frequencies to stimulate specific areas of the body. Through regular use of the selected frequency, the Keeley can support restoring your cell membrane tension to a natural level. Each frequency application is clearly displayed in the Keeley app. Just select the one that you want and feel it. The Keeley is not intended to cure, treat, or prevent disease, but rather to support energetic balance and enhance recovery, vitality, and well-being.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Cosmic Insight. I am one of your co-creators, Hillis Pugh, along with
Rebecca Gregory here. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have a fabulous host. Would you like to tell us about our host, Hillis, on our
co-creator? I most certainly would.
Tell us about this amazing technology that's really here. You know, it's coming to this planet. Well, actually, it's been around for a long time, but people are starting to embrace it more and more for healing. So it's incredible healing modality that we're going to talk about today. And Hillis, tell us all about our fabulous co-creator today.
I'm super excited. So today we have the amazing Tom Palladino on today, and he is the creator of what is called the Scalar Energy device. And this particular device is a fundamental life force energy device where it's found everywhere in the world, in the space, in the universe. And it originates from the sun, the stars, using chi, prana, om, matter, other words for life force energy, pyramid energy, or zero point energy, which are all synonym terms for the scalar energy. And what I really appreciate about this device is that it's based in the scientific theories of scientists who came before Tom, and he was able to develop this instrument capable of harnessing and transmitting instructive energy to heal human subjects remotely. You know, being an energy healer myself, you know, I do this all the time, but to actually have a device that can do it, hey, it takes the guesswork out of things. But you can also use this device to harness energies from around the planet in the body to where you are the receiver of this. And it is wonderful, wonderful to have Tom with us today to talk about the different applications that this device can be used for and with, you know, all about the different ailments and diseases that are plaguing us in society today. So Tom, so welcome to have you on with us today.
Pleasure to be here. Rebecca, thanks. Well, Hillis, thank you.
Thank you, Tom. It's such an honor to have you here with us today and explain what you do.
Oh, you know what? Before we get into that, you know, those who are watching, there's also this amazing special offer that Tom is gifting those who are watching now. So, Tom, would you like to tell us about the offer before we get into everything else?
Sure. So when we're working with scalar energy, this is not electricity. It's a different energy spectrum. So I work with people by way of a photograph. I'm holding up my photograph to demonstrate. You email us your photograph, and I work just with your quantum field on your photograph. The website is scalarlight.com. Anybody in the world can upload their photographs, email us your photographs, and include your family and your pets. And we provide 15 days of free sessions. There is no obligation. And we will work with you with a quantum instrument those 15 days. And I would say the majority of people feel some shift, some improvement in their health by way of this new technology, scalar technology. So the website is scalarlight.com. Avail yourself of the free session.
Beautiful.
Awesome. So you guys get your 15 days of free energy, quantum energy healing, if you will. So 15 days, no commitment.
So to start off, Tom, why don't you explain a little bit about scalar light, scalar energy, in like comparison to electromagnet or other energies that are out there, to kind of let people know how, you know, what field, how this works, what place it works from.
Sure. Thank you. I'm frequently saying that everybody is familiar and has expertise with scalar energy. It's sunlight or starlight. Scalar energy is the first energy of the universe. It's from the sun. And if you look at the universe, where does all this light, where is all the heat, the energy coming from? The stars, our sun, the star of our solar system, and the other stars. So scalar energy is the very energy at the center of a star. It's the first energy, the initial energy of the universe. And after that energy leaves the center of a star, it will degrade as it broadcasts out into electromagnetic energy. So the first energy, the initial energy, is scalar energy. And that's the energy that I prefer to work with, not the subset, which is electricity and magnetism, which is a degraded form of scalar energy. So I want to go back to the center of a star and work with that quintessence found at the very center of a star, scalar energy.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I love that you talk about how that is the first energy. And what it brings to my mind, and I'm sure, Rebecca, this probably sparked in yours as well, is that, you know, us being, you know, energy practitioners, you know, the utilizing the energy that we do. And I'm sure, Tom, you probably had familiar with, you know, Reiki and other forms of energy healing. Now, what's the main difference between someone who uses Reiki on someone as opposed to what you do?
Okay, let me use this example. Some people have healing hands, healing mm-hmm. hands. That's scalar energy. Mm-hmm. When somebody can lay hands upon you and heal you with hands, or somebody can heal you with intention or a prayer, all of that is scalar energy, which is the initial energy or the initial instructions of the universe. And when you're working with scalar energy, healing hands or by way of prayer and meditation, that's the perfect instruction. That's the perfect energy. Why work with a subset? Why work with it with a derivative that is really a degraded form of that primary energy? So to answer your question, healing hands, healing by prayer, by intention, that's all scalar energy. As I said, when I opened up the hour, everybody's a scalar energy expert. We just haven't arrived at that understanding that it's everywhere and we all possess scalar energy.
So what I'm hearing from you as you're explaining this is that scalar energy is actually the purest form of energy that gets down to our DNA code. And it is that coding that we receive from the sun at the purest source yes. of the energetic presence of who we are.
Bravo. If you look at a scalar wave, it's a double helix. It's the exact ratio and proportion to that of DNA, human DNA. So it's always been my posture that scalar energy, a scalar wave, it's a double helix, creates our DNA, which is a double helix. So what is my statement? That the human genome is comprised of scalar light, mm-hmm. scalar instructions. How do you form a double helix? How do you form the DNA molecule? You structure the DNA molecule by scalar energy, the energy of the stars, the divine energy.
So I have an interesting, I'm sorry, I'm getting no, into
you first.
I'm sorry, you know, just thinking of the scalar
energy. Because I think we might have the same question.
Oh, and all the solar flares that have been happening for and all the DNA upgrading codings. Have you found a shift and change in the scalar, well, I guess scalar energy doesn't really change, but a shift and change, I guess, in the healing from the upgrades of the solar flares and the DNA, how the sun is shifting right now as our consciousness as a planet is raising up. How has that affected kind of what you're going into right and what you're working with right now? Have you seen a shift in that?
By way of infinite variables. And it's just beyond me to be able to describe that. What am I getting at? The energy from the stars gives off broadcast infinite instructions. Mm-hmm. So what am I getting at? Scalar energy serves as the intelligence, the instructions of the universe, from every genome to every element on the periodic table to the structure of all constellations.
Yes.
So do we have a great deal of solar activity? Yes, we do. And I have an interesting story if I can make a way of by way of analogy. If you've ever seen ball lightning, have you ever seen ball lightning? It's a plasma ball. It's very small, usually a small sphere of scalar energy. That's a miniature star. There have been reports that people have actually photographed this sphere of energy. It's white. It's a bright white light. Well, that's the miniature star that you can experience sometimes during atmospheric disturbances, especially during thunderstorms. So if you've ever studied the phenomenon of ball lightning, that's the sphere, that's the, if you will, that plasma ball of scalar energy. You know, many scientists have looked at ball lightning. They cannot describe it. Of course, you cannot describe it in electromagnetic terms. It's not an electromagnetic ball. Ball lightning is a scalar energy plasma ball.
So all those energy codes coming together to form one big ball that shines up as a light to create that star.
Yes, yes. So that we've actually seen ball lightning. Look it up and you'll see some YouTube videos. It's fascinating what people have photographed.
Well, you're talking to someone who's been struck by lightning twice in her life. So
I'm like, woo! Okay. Well, I want to add to that then. I'm sorry that you've experienced that, but
no.
I'm going to make a good point here, and I'm not trying to be condescending.
Oh, no.
The reason why you did not suffer significant impairment, physical or mental impairment, is when that lightning struck you, it was still in its scalar energy composition. Mm-hmm. All lightning initiates a scalar energy, and then it degrades into electromagnetic energy. Mm-hmm. So what is a lightning bolt? It's a scalar energy discharge or a scalar mm-hmm. energy arc. And many people who are struck by lightning survive, and sometimes they have the gift of clairvoyance from that download, from that, if you will, that afflatus of scalar mm-hmm. energy comprised in the bolt of lightning. Okay. Mm-hmm. Others, if they're struck by lightning, they're killed on the spot because the scalar has already degraded into electricity and they're electrified.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've been struck by lightning twice, for some reason you have an affinity, you have an attraction for these scalar waves. Now, that's quite unique. I don't know if I've ever spoken to anybody who's been struck twice.
Yeah, Rebecca's a very unique individual.
I'm a very unique individual.
And so, you know, Tom, on the other side of that, what I want part two to the question that Rebecca and I shared, because, you know, we have this energy of us sharing these singular thoughts. And so the thought that came to my mind after that was that, you know, with the pulses and the transformations that you work with using scalar energy and us being in an organic body, have you noticed any shifts to more of a light or crystalline body as people that you work with using scalar energy?
Yes, I have. And I'm going to speak of the experience and the results. And I only can judge the results that people share with me. Keep in mind, mm-hmm. this is a new science, and there's really no way to gauge, to measure this science. That's mm-hmm. how new this science is. We're still in the infancy. But many people that I work with scalar energy tell me that their hunger has moderated, that they're no longer so hungry, that they're able to give up sweets or alcohol, or they're no longer taking recreational drugs. So this is a cleansing, not only of their chemical body, but perhaps their spiritual body. And what am I getting at? So this energy, scalar energy, is non-physical. It's not chemical. But the instructions from scalar energy change everything, our spiritual, our cognitive, our emotional, and our physical well-being. So I believe that scalar energy will be the tool in the future for all spiritual, cognitive, emotional, and physical ailment, because it's perfect instructions. Mm-hmm. If you have perfect instructions, this is divine energy. If scalar energy really is a perfect instructor, then you'll have a perfect soul, mind, emotions, and body.
Perfect.
Yeah. I just have to ask this next question. So, in addition to that, so you say that, you know, this energy is transformative on the molecular cellular level, and so with that, you know, as you know, are you familiar with plant medicine or any herbs or anything of that nature?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Go on. Sure.
And so, what is the major difference between plant medicine and herbs, other than spending hundreds and thousands of dollars on these treatments, differ from scalar energy? What's like the major, because they both come from the same, come from source,
yes.
They come from the earth.
Great question. One is chemical, herbology, okay, mm-hmm. plant phytochemicals, and one is non-physical, scalar energy. Scalar energy gives the intelligence to plants, and then you eat, you consume those plants.
Mm.
Okay, so remember, everything that I'm doing is non-physical. It's information. I have the perfect information system in scalar energy. It's non-physical.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So adding to that, the scalar energy as it comes through and goes into the body for cleansing with the DNA structure and everything that does from the pure source form it is, yeah. How does it transmute the matter or out of the body?
Yeah, that's a great point. So one of the functions that I've developed with these instruments, again, these are instructional instruments. Mm-hmm. I'm able to instruct, let's say this is a bacterium, I'm able to instruct the molecular bonds of that bacterium to negate or fall apart. And what happens? The bacterium transmutes or it fragments.
Mm-hmm.
So when I send energy through the quantum field, it's always instructive energy that has a desired outcome. And the desired outcome with one of these instruments, I can break apart germs, microbes, bacteria, mm-hmm. parasites, viruses. And in so doing, that's the transmutation by way of non-physical action.
Beautiful.
Not a chemical. You're simply instructing the molecular structure of a microbe to fall apart.
Beautiful. And I know that you talked about in your bio that we didn't get to mention, because I wanted us to talk about it in depth on the show, is that, you know, the scalar energy has the ability to break down cancer cells and so forth and so on. And so with the instructions that come from the scalar wave energy into the body to break that down, that material, what happens to the waste? What happens to those cells that are dead or dying and damaging and so forth through the information and instructions that come in?
Yeah, very good. So let's take the example again with a bacterium. If I can break apart the actual single-celled microorganism, a bacterium, mm-hmm. I also break apart, disassemble the waste products, the toxins inside. So what you're doing, you're taking two harmful substances, if you will, a pathogenic bacterium and the waste products inside that, the toxins inside that, and you break them both down into smaller, non-lethal, harmless forms. So there is no die-off. There's never any die-off.
So is it recycled then, you would say?
Exactly. That's what I'm doing with all of my work. I transmute, I take a harmful microbe, I break it down into smaller, harmless proteins and elements. Mm. So the bacterium is no longer an infectious agent. I've broken it down into proteins.
Nice.
Beautiful.
I have a question that probably a lot of people listening to the show right now are going, so how could Tom do that just from a photograph and get into it? I know that question is going through people's minds right now. So how does that work? You know, using, I know the quantum field, if you can explain that, how photograph you can do this with just a photograph.
This is one of the instruments that I work with.
These are
custom built instruments.
And so Did you build them yourselves?
I'm sorry?
Did you build them?
Yes, but I have a brilliant engineer that helps me. And I would actually place a photograph inside this instrument.
Okay.
This builds up a local scalar energy environment. It's no longer an electromagnetic environment.
Nice.
And once my photograph is inside this instrument, so to speak, then my photograph enjoys a scalar energy environment. It's no longer an electromagnetic environment. What am I getting at? It's the perfect environment. It's the environment at the center of a star. Mm-hmm. So the outcome is now a scalar energy action upon the photograph. It's no longer an electromagnetic action. I have to really underscore that. So all of my work is scalar energy, non-physical action. And once you're in that quantum realm, the realm of chi or prana, or some people call divine consciousness, It's an entirely different physics. Everything changes. Mm-hmm. It's a new paradigm. It's a different paradigm. It's not new. It's as old as the stars. But it's a new concept that we have to embrace. There is a quantum field. It's scalar energy. Mm-hmm. And the physics that govern scalar energy are quite different than the physics that govern electricity and magnetism. So instead of going to the gym and having to work out, people send me a photograph and I send the information to their photograph.
Sign me up.
Hey, I could go to the gym that way. That's like super easy. It's like I want like a 6-pack abs and, you know, nice arms and, you know, who doesn't want that, you know? But it brings me to this next question because, you know, both of us being energy practitioners, you know, we work with the energetic system, you know, and actually I have two questions. And so the first question I want to ask you is, actually it's a two-part question now that I think of it, is this scalar energy utilizing the same physics as quantum energy, number one, mm-hmm. and then number two, how does the scalar energy really affect the seven inner body chakras and meridian systems, because I utilize that in the work that I do. I'm sure Rebecca does as well. So a lot of our audience, they work with energy. So we, you know, want to know.
Okay. Yeah, very, very great questions. Two good questions. Okay. Remember, all energy initiates as scalar energy. So the primary perfect energy is always scalar energy. That's what the stars produce. And therefrom, we have electromagnetic energy, which experiences entropy, which really introduces death and disease. The reason we die, we live in a electromagnetic environment. If we lived in a perfect scalar energy environment, we would be immortal and disease would be impossible. Mm-hmm. So what am I getting at? As long as we stay in that perfect quintessence, that perfect omnipresence of God, scalar energy, we would live forever and we would never experience any fatigue, memory loss, etc. So it's the world of entropy, the realm of electromagnetic energy, entropy, that brings about disease and death. Okay. So then to answer your second question, our chakras are composed of scalar energy. Mm-hmm. And that's why we always have that life force, those seven chakras in us. The chakra spins because scalar energy is a waveform that spins. Remember, I said that scalar energy is a double helix. Mm-hmm. And it's always in motion. And our chakras are always in motion. So what's my point? Our seven meridians, our seven chakras, are seven spinning scalar energy vortices. Mm-hmm. And this is why many people who are of that mentality can ascertain that, yes, that makes sense. And there are seven meridians, seven spinning vortices of scalar energy. As opposed to many people in Western science who say, well, we don't believe in scalar energy, hence we don't believe that you could have chakras composed of scalar energy. See, that's the disconnect. Mm-hmm. Once we consider that there's two energies, scalar energy is the first and primary and perfect energy of the universe, and therefrom the derivative of electricity and magnetism are the subset and inferior energy, then we will move away from that paradigm of just concentrating on electromagnetic energy and go back to source, go back to the initial energy of the universe, scalar energy, which will allow us to have perfect chakra alignment.
Beautiful. Thank you for that.
So, would you like to share with us a fun story or a witness or experience you've had using this technology? Well, I shouldn't even say it's technology because it is what we are. it's tapping into the remembrance of what we are, I guess you should say. But, you know, something you've really experienced or, you know, one of your clients that you work with, because people love to hear stories and, and you know, and experiences.
I'll start off with one of interest and maybe a little bit of levity and then one of greater gravity. Anytime I'm speaking on my cell phone close to my instrument, there's so much scalar energy built up in my laboratory, the scalar energy overrides the electromagnetic signal. Whether I'm on a US call or even WhatsApp, I frequently drop calls anytime I bring my cell phone close to the scalar energy instrument because the scalar wave overrides and confuses the cell phone. The scalar energy confuses and overrides the cell phone, and I drop the calls all the time. My computer doesn't work close to my scalar energy instrument. The scalar wave is so strong, it overrides the circuitry in my computer. I frankly would never suggest anybody set up a computer next to a scalar energy instrument. You won't get any work done. Your computer will malfunction. And then something of a greater gravity. I've been working with an HIV/AIDS clinic in Delhi, India. And everybody that I've worked with thus far, after I work with their photograph, by way of their photograph, if they've had a PCR follow-up, all of those tests are coming back negative, no viral load.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and many of those people now, this is upon their shoulders. They, the people of India, are taking their photographs and sending them to me, and the people of India are having follow-up diagnostic tests. Now, keep in mind, I cannot perform a double-blind study on a photograph.
Right.
This is a new science. I cannot take my photograph to a clinic and say, let's do a trial on a photograph. So this, my work has never been proven or disproven. I only can prove this anecdotally by the results. And the people in India are telling me that they no longer have HIV.
It's beautiful. So what's the time frame of something like that? Someone who is diagnosed with HIV or with cancer or anything else, like, is it a week, 2 weeks, a month?
If this represents a molecular bond of a germ, of a microbe, in an instant, scalar energy, if programmed appropriately, can break apart the bonds, the molecular bonds of HIV in an instant. So in one session, you can break apart a virus.
So one session meaning one day?
Yes, in one day, in an instant, in less than a second of time. In an instant, because everything in a scalar energy paradigm is instantaneous. You see, there's no time lag in the quantum field. You can't think of it as physical, laborious action. Everything is instantaneous action. So if it's instantaneous action, we can either assemble a nutrient instantaneously or break apart something that's harmful instantaneously.
Wow.
So this is, again, this is the new science, the quantum field, in which all action is instantaneous.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's how it works.
Exactly. At the speed of thought.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Are you finding, too, that it works real well with people, a lot of trauma, maybe depression and things like that, to change the DNA structure and the neurotransmitters with the scalar energy to move and redirect?
Yes, to answer your question. Now, keep in mind, you know, if there's 50 trillion cells in the human body, and if I'm working with somebody's photograph, those 50 some trillion cells all partake in this process. You know, this is mind-boggling, way beyond my mental capacity. But what am I saying? A scalar energy session will have a download of information, provide divine intelligence from head to toe, so to speak. So with that in mind, this takes the guesswork out of healing. Mm-hmm. I'm not the healer. Jesus is the healer. And this is his energy.
Yes.
Well,
so basically a lot of people call it, you hear the Christ consciousness. So scalar energy is kind of equivalent to Christ consciousness that you hear a lot about today.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I find this very fascinating because, you know, we have a lot of people, you know, who, you know, as Rebecca just mentioned, they experience depression, trauma, shame, pain, guilt, which is a lot of things, a lot of areas that I work with. And for this particular energy to, the scalar energy to assist in transmuting and transforming old belief systems and breaking old habits, you know, because you talked about previously and how, you know, once someone does receive a session of this, they talk about how their hunger and their cravings change. And why hasn't this been found or found sooner?
let me make these following statements. There's no sub rosa intent on my part. I'm very open. I'm very transparent. Why hasn't the powers that be picked up on this technology to help the world? On account of the fact that many people who govern the world don't want this to come out. Mm-hmm. Because this technology is the threat to the money and power of many.
Exactly.
Scalar energy is a new technology that is a threat to the money and power of many people.
Because this work was done by Tesla.
Yes, yes. This is Tesla energy. I studied Tesla as a youngster, and much of my career has been modeled after his work. He's brilliant.
Yes, he was ahead of his time. Yeah. Downloaded with Scalar Energy to bring that information to us.
Yeah, and I gave him incredible wisdom.
Yes, and I feel this is the time that this information is ready for humanity to receive.
Yes.
And I definitely have to agree with you there. And, you know, I know a lot of people are thinking, well, how did Tom come into possession of knowing all of this and touching this and creating this? And, you know, you just mentioned that you studied Tesla, you know, as you were younger. But can you go into a little bit more in depth with us about how this creation came forth with you?
Sure. It really is a combination of scientific inquiry and mysticism. Yes, I studied. I've studied my entire life, and this has been my singular pursuit, that of scalar energy. But I'm fortunate enough, I also received messages many times from Jesus and Mary, and that really helped me overcome many of these hurdles. You know, this is a supernatural undertaking. Okay, I could not have done this without supernatural insight.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And that's I bow to you. I honor you in that moment for standing in that intuition and trusting what was coming to you and following it, because that is so important nowadays, because that is working with the scalar energy, what you said right then, that a lot of people ignore to follow their heart. So kudos for you and giving honor and bow to you for following that and bringing this technology at this way to humanity. So thank you.
Indeed. Thank you for that, Tom. And so I guess which kind of brings us to opening up this other door, because, you know, we just talked about Tesla. And, you know, people talk about how Tesla, you know, created this device to where it could, you know, power the whole entire planet.
Right.
And so is this something that could do that?
Yes. Yes. I have a miniature Tesla tower right now, so to speak. So what Tesla...
In your backyard?
Yeah. Well, here's my point. Tesla built two towers, one in Colorado Springs and one in Wardenclyffe, Long Island, New York. Mm-hmm. And those are gigantic structures. And I'm trying to learn from the drawbacks and the pitfalls that he suffered. You cannot spend millions of dollars building scalar energy towers. You're not going to get the proper backing. People are not going to support it. So I've tried to miniaturize my work. And I do have Tesla coils, but they're only 18 inches high, so to speak. Now, what's my point? I have Tesla instruments. And if I can augment the power of those Tesla instruments, then I can reproduce his Colorado Springs, as well as his Long Island, New York, if you will, towers, his power stations. So that's where I'm working. I'm working to be able to multiply, to amplify the scalar wave. And if I can do that, then I'll be able to provide free power to the world, or inexpensive power to the world.
And if someone wanted to get their hands on one of these miniature towers, is that something that someone could reach out to you for?
Yeah, I won't sell the technology for various reasons. The main reason I won't sell the technology is I don't want it to fall into the wrong hands.
Right.
Okay. There's many corrupt governments. There's many corrupt businesses. I do not want to share this information with corrupt governments or corrupt business.
Right. Yeah, but as an individual such as myself or Rebecca, if we wanted one, could we like, hey, Tom, can you make us an 18-inch Tesla tower?
No, to answer your question, I don't want to manufacture at all. What I envision over the next 5 years is getting a grassroots movement up and running. That's the point of our conversation today, to draw awareness to this. Now, I'm still at the formative stage. I need a grassroots movement, people to support this. If the people support this, then the technology will be embraced. Mm-hmm. But I'm not there yet. People just don't realize what I'm doing.
Right. So you guys, let's get this movement going. Go to Tom's website, scalarlight.com, or let's get this thing going because it's time. I mean, because as a kid, honestly, I thought, you know, by now in the 2000s, we'll be living like the Jetsons, right?
Right. It is suppressed. Tesla was suppressed, and I can foresee on the horizon where my work will be suppressed. I can tell you social media doesn't like what I'm doing. So the algorithms are already against me.
That's why people like us need to come together to shift this and bring what truly needs to come into humanity, into this world right now, to bring this energy back to us so you can raise our consciousness to a place of love and peace and not the nonsense we're living with right now.
You're right. Yeah. Bravo. Exactly.
Exactly. That's where we're living. That's what we have to do.
And so I have a question, you know, people that sign up for the free 15 day, is it every day a certain time or how does that work? So how does that little service that you're offering everyone, which is so awesome. I'm going to be signing up as soon as I get off to recording the show. How does that work? What do they do during it after, or it just kind of happens or.
It's known as the standardized.
Did you hear why we've been doing the show?
It's known as the standardized session. And for 1 hour a day, I'll balance the chakras. And the next hour, I will perform what I call a pathogenic cleanse or a microbe cleanse. Okay, I identify and I disassemble germs, microbes. And then the remaining 22 hours, we have a nutrient program. So we will be assembling nutrients while you sleep. And we do that 24 hours a day. So throughout the day, you're being treated for those three modalities by way of your photograph, those three modalities 24 hours a day. That's a lot of energy. That's a lot of healing. After 15 days, the greater majority of people say that they feel something. They might not be able to put their finger on it, but they say, I feel better. For some reason, I feel better. And obviously, for many of them, it's their first quantum photograph treatment. Again, I only work with photographs. This is groundbreaking research. I don't know of anybody else in the world that has these instruments. So my technique is unique. This is why I want people to try it for 15 days for free.
So I have another question because I'm curious now. So do you put them like more than one photograph in the machine at a time or can you do a group or is it just
here's an example. Here's an example.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
You can treat a collage. Now my instrument, and this is what I forecast in the future, my instrument can easily treat. These are miniaturized. My instrument can easily treat 2-3 million photographs simultaneously.
Okay, nice.
So
the quantum field doesn't pick and choose.
Exactly. So in a couple hours, I could treat 4-5 million people easily.
Nice.
Well, now, beautiful. Is it just you doing all of this time? Do you have an assistant?
Just me. When I need help, I do have an assistant, but it's my research. I'm the only one who really understands how these instruments function as far as this pointed exercise, this specific exercise. So this is the technique that I've developed. Again, I would like to create a groundswell of support and eventually a community, but that community has not yet materialized. Now, I'm not against that. I want that to happen. But keep in mind, in order to do this, you have to have the wherewithal, not only the desire, not only the intelligence, but also the financial backing to do this. Okay? There's no money in this. So what am I getting at? You have to have the time. You have to have the funding, the resources to study scalar energy and the drive. Now, you put all of this together. How many people want to work for free for the next 5-10 years of their life? Not many.
Yeah, no, and I totally get where you are because I mean, most energy practitioners, when they choose this path to be a healer, one who works with energy, you know, it is this process of like, why am I doing this? Or, you know, and so it's in that the growing pains, if you will, of being one who is of service. And so, one, I thank you for allowing yourself to be at the forefront of this, to experience these growing pains. And so, you know, I know that I want to be one of the first ones to do this, because, you know, the practicality of it is limitless, because I know that you talk about how, you know, it works with DNA and on a cellular structure, on the cellular level. But also, too, one thing I'm curious about that we didn't mention yet is how it works, how scalar energy works with plants, and how the human body can influence that, and vice versa.
Right, right. You know, there's many people have said that people can influence a plant by their thoughts. That's true. That's accurate. Why? Because your projection of scalar energy, your thought, can be picked up by the plant. You know, you can call that plant clairvoyance, call it what you will. Mm-hmm. That proves the scalar energy realm, which is non-physical, which is intelligence, thought. Plants and animals can pick that up. Mm-hmm. They're very perceptive.
They are. You know, especially with Rebecca's dog Daisy and my dog that I have here, they're very adept and very perceptive to what's going on in the world. And so with that kind of insight, I mean, why wouldn't anyone want to take advantage of this? I mean, it just speaks for itself.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It does. The world is seeing that there is another avenue, another paradigm. This is the other paradigm. We've always theorized that scalar energy, or the field, or call it quantum energy, is real. I can tell you it's very real. I have instruments that can control it, and it's not electricity. And the benefits to be derived from this new technology are just head over heels. Scalar energy will eventually replace electromagnetic technology.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And don't you think, Tom, it's a lot of our conditioning of how humanity has been, of the physical, you know, of the medical world and how it is, and that fear they've placed upon you, have to listen to your doctor, let that unknowingness of something that's not tangible or seen, that because that's what you it is when you work in the quantum field. It's like you can't really see it, but the work that is done is just amazing, because it's what we truly are when you get right down to it.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And there is fear of the unknown, but keep in mind, this is not unknown.
That's everybody, what I'm saying.
Everybody with a mind and a heart, the human mind and the human heart are vessels, scalar energy vessels. And everybody with a mind can think, that's scalar energy. And everybody with a heart can project, can love, can have some type of an emotional connection. That is scalar energy. So I'm trying to boil this down and make this really simple. Everybody, we are scalar energy vessels.
Yes. That's who we are. That's who we've always been.
Yeah. Now, we have the power.
Yes.
Yeah, we all have the power.
I firmly believe myself, this is just my own belief, that one day when we raise our consciousness to be in that level and vibrate at that level, that we will just be able to touch, you know, I know there's healing hands now, but time just look and think and heal right away, because we will be raised so much that we won't have disease in our body anymore. We'll be able to function from a space of that energy and be that energy.
Yes. Bravo. Exactly. Bravo.
It's coming.
It is. We're getting very close. I've seen changes because of the pandemic. I see people searching now.
Yes.
You know, it's been a tough 2 years, but what I've seen, one of the light side of it, the silver lining in the cloud, is people are trying to address this in a new way. We need new solutions. We have problems. We need a new way of thinking. We need new solutions.
Well, you got to look at it kind of like the Great Awakening, you know, what happened with everything that's happening, because people, it was getting to the point where people were just so ingrained in what do I do, and new things weren't working and needed a shake up. So here we are, and it made people think out of the box and say there's more to what we have been told and question the thing and say, no, I've had enough.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I need to stand out because there's more out there.
That's exactly it.
So you have different packages you have for people. I was kind of looking at your website earlier, very quickly after the 15 days, just like for different types of.
Yeah, there are many many functions. There's so many things you can do with scalar energy. So we have various packages. We have male and female hormone. I treat myself for male hormones on a daily basis, and I feel robust, and I feel a greater sense of mental clarity, if you want. I believe I have a greater sense of mental clarity. We have a program known as Natural Foods. We actually take photographs of food, organic food, and then we project that into your photograph.
Wow.
What's the upshot? You're receiving thousands upon thousands of phytochemicals, plant chemicals, energetically. Now, many people have told me that the Natural Foods program will serve to curb their appetite, because they're finally receiving the nutrition that they need, and there's a set point, as you know. And once they feel that point of satiety, they're no longer desirous of food. Many people who are on the Natural Foods program say that they can miss a meal
because they're receiving receiving that nutrient they need for their body from the quantum field.
Exactly.
Light DNA through coding, light coding.
Well, that's why we eat anyway. We eat, you know, to find that particular nutrition. And so if we have a snack or have something and it's like, well, I don't feel satisfied, I don't feel satiated, we go look for something else until we get that thing. It's like, you know, okay, I'm not going to find what I want. And so, you know, hence, you know, the reason why people gain weight or have illnesses or what have you, because they're not getting what they need.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's, you know, our food has been denatured, the soil is demineralized, and we're just not, it's just not nutrient-dense food. And because of that, we overeat. Because our bodies are saying, I'm starving for nutrition. Well, I understand. You're eating processed food, and sometimes you're eating junk food, which is...
And unhealthy food, and chemically induced food.
Right. Yeah.
That's not what our body requires.
No. I use this analogy so often. I say people are very scrupulous about the fuel that they put in their car, the gas. Okay. They should be more scrupulous about the food, that the fuel that they put in their body, the food.
Yes.
It only stands to reason. Would you ever put junk gasoline, so to speak, in your car? No.
No, because it breaks down and it won't run.
Exactly. Well, what happens to the body? It breaks down and it won't run. Now, what's more complicated, a car or the human body? I'd say the human body is much more complicated. Mm-hmm. So if you have problems with your car with the junk fuel, imagine the problems you're going to have with your body with junk fuel, junk food.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I know that moments ago we talked about Tesla and how he was one of the first people to really come up with this technology. And I know that right now we're just kind of moving into, you know, everything wanting to be electric cars or electric this, you know, electric that. But were there other people besides Tesla who was really in this field to really bring this forward?
I don't mean this to be disparaging, but I can count on both hands the scalar energy experts that I respect. Tesla, Moray, Priory, Hieronymus. There's a man by the name of Whitaker. I have not studied him, but he's an expert. Kozarev, just a few others. What am I getting at? You really, in order to get past the theory, you have to have a practical instrument. And those men that I've mentioned, all of those men experimented. They had some type of working scalar energy instrument so that they could actually study scalar energy. Now, I use this analogy also, so don't think, again, I'm being condescending. If you want to become a great golfer, you have to play golf. You cannot read a book on golf and become a great golfer. So you have to remove yourself from the theory eventually to practicality. So the great scientists that I know of, all of them developed scalar energy theory, but they followed it up with scalar energy application. And that's why they are the masters. Moray, Hieronymus, Tesla, they all had scalar energy instruments. So for these men, for these great scientists, they had consummate understanding, at least of one aspect of scalar energy, because they created scalar energy instruments.
I love that. I'm learning a lot today. I don't know about you, Rebecca.
I'm really enjoying this, Tom, and thank you so much for this this and it just, you know, I was thinking I do a sound. I didn't share this, you know, and I do plant medicine as well. And through my sound, I always know that the plants come through me for healing. So it's I can really relate to kind of this machine, because sometimes I, you know, as you're explaining, I was like, that's kind of how I feel when I do my sound and the energy of the plants and everything. So it's really connecting with me today. And everyone out there, you know, take a chance, sign up for the 15-day, you know, experience it, because it is part of our field. It is part of who we are. And, you know, www.scalarlight.com, and give yourself a chance. What do you have to lose? You only have the most beautiful thing to gain: your health, your love, and an acceleration of who you are.
Thank you. Well spoken. That's the whole point. It, something is new. I understand people have their might have some chagrin or some reservation. That's why I make the trial free. It's 15 days of free sessions for everybody in the world. There should be no chagrin.
Yes. And it's just remembering who we are and what we're truly made up of, because we're all stars. We're all made of shining stars.
Yes, we are.
We're walking stars.
It's God's light. You put it appropriately. It's Christ consciousness.
It is.
It's the light of God, the light of Christ.
Yes.
It is. So, Tom, we're almost at the end of the show. So are there any closing thoughts or anything that you'd like to share with us?
I share this with many times when I speak. Your mind and your heart are scalar energy vessels. Always think well. Okay? Think good, holy, uplifting, positive thoughts. Okay. I always want you to be in the right heart frame. Okay. Try and forgive others. Try and be loving and compassionate. It would be a different world, a much, much better world, if we used our scalar energy mind and our scalar energy heart to a greater degree of application. We have this incredible gift from God, the human mind and the human heart. Use it to the best of your ability. Make this a better world.
Thank you for that. And thank always, you. What I'm feeling right now, it's like when you said that was, you know, this is the science of the Christ. Does that make sense?
Yes. This is the perfect science, people. This is the perfect instruction, the perfect energy. There's no drawback. This is the paintbrush of God. I frequently say that scalar energy is the paintbrush of God.
Beautiful.
And I'm just in the space of like, just receiving and understanding all of that. And it's beautiful in how you allowed yourself to be the vessel to share this wisdom, this technology of both old and of the new. And so, Tom, I appreciate and honor you and the work that you are bringing forth on this planet. And everyone, please go to scalarlight.com. to go ahead and sign up for your 15-day free trial. I know Rebecca is. I know I am. So everyone, take advantage of me, because you can only feel better after that.
And when you sign up, spread the word. Spread this out there, because Tom, as I said, I'm so grateful that you're on this show today, because this is what needs to get out there. This is what people need to understand, that there's that this energy is what we are. And spreading this and stepping into it to allow this to work for us will be the way to change humanity. So thank you for the work.
Thank you both. This is grassroots, and we will succeed. We will succeed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Cosmic Explorers. Until next time, keep exploring.
Thank you so much, everyone. Mwah. Until next time.